Well, have you ever asked yourself the question, what is so good about Good Friday? Now, I remember struggling with this very question as a kid. I never really understood why we called Good Friday good. After all, Good Friday is a day in which Christians celebrate the brutal murder of Jesus. It's a day in which we remember Jesus being betrayed by one of his 12 closest friends. It's a day where we recall Jesus being mocked and beaten. And then after he's mocked and beaten, he's paraded through the very city which he triumphantly entered one week earlier. He's paraded through that city carrying a cross on his way out to a very public, excruciatingly painful death in the form of crucifixion. Now, don't be fooled into thinking that crucifixion was a nice way that the Romans would kill people, if there is ever such a thing, being killed nicely. It's anything but a nice way to die. It was particularly painful and humiliating. It's so agonizing and so degrading that no Roman citizen by law was able to be crucified. Regardless of how bad they are, regardless of what they have done to the Roman Empire. Historians have described crucifixion as being the height of Roman torture. It was not a nice way to die. So why do we as Christians, why do we celebrate the day that Jesus dies? Are Christians just being sadists? Are we rejoicing year in, year out at the brutal killing of our King? Why do Christians call Good Friday good? Well, to understand this question this morning, we need to turn to our Bible reading that we just had from Matthew's Gospel. And when we first turn to this reading, we may be tempted to think, why did we stop at verse 26 this morning? We didn't actually even get to Jesus being crucified. Isn't this what Good Friday is all about, Jesus dying? Well, yes, Good Friday is about Jesus dying. It's about him being crucified, but more importantly, Good Friday is about why Jesus was crucified, instead of the crucifixion itself. For our reading that we had this morning from Matthew, it shows us a story of exchange, a great exchange. It's a story that shows us a guilty man going free, and an innocent man being punished for his crime. For have a look with me from verse 15, if you've got your Bibles open there. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At this time there was a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you? Jesus Barabbas or Jesus the one who is called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. "Barabbas," they answered. "Well, what should I do with this Jesus who you call the Messiah?" "Crucify him," they said. "Why? He hasn't actually committed any crime. What's his crime?" They all shouted even louder, "Crucify him, crucify him." See, Matthew here records for us this morning that Pilate could not find any fault with Jesus. There was no reason for Pilate to have Jesus killed. Barabbas, on the other hand, He's recorded in both Mark's Gospel and also Luke's Gospel as being a prisoner who had committed murder in a recent uprising in the city. Pilate had every reason to crucify Barabbas. He was a murderer who had started an uprising against the Roman authorities. He was guilty. But we read in verse 24 that Pilate gave in to the crowds. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but instead an uproar was starting, he took water and he washed his hand in front of the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "His blood is on us and on our children." Then Pilate had Barabbas released to them, and he had Jesus flogged and ordered him to be crucified. The exchange had taken place. A guilty man was set free at the expense of an innocent, sinless man. A murderer was released, and a blameless man went to the cross instead of the guilty man. The blameless man was flogged and then crucified. Well, so far, this really hasn't answered the question, has it, of what's so good about Good Friday? If anything, our reading this morning has actually shown us how bad Good Friday actually is. Not only was Jesus brutally murdered, he was murdered so that a murderer could go free? Where is the justice in that? Where is the good in that? Well, the truth of the good news about Jesus is this. Jesus didn't just exchange his life for Barabbas. No, he exchanged his life for everyone who believes in him. He exchanged his life for me. He exchanged his life for you. For Romans 3:23 teaches us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Or in other words, we are all Barabbases in God's eyes. We are all guilty. We have all done stuff wrong in our lives that means that we should be deserving to stand where Barabbas stood, standing condemned before God, standing guilty, rightfully deserving to be facing that death. But just like Barabbas was spared what he rightfully deserved, and an exchange was made, I have been spared, and so have you, if you believe in what Jesus has done for you, what we rightfully deserve. And an exchange has been made for us. Now, it's kind of like if you've been driving that really old beaten up car that probably should have been written off about 10 years ago. You know, the one that's driving around town. We've all seen them. You take that car into a car dealership, and instead of paying the car dealer to actually dump your car, which is what your car really needs, the car dealer, he hands you the keys to a brand new top of the line Lamborghini. And then he asks you also how much more money you want to make it a fair deal, because clearly giving you that Lamborghini is not enough for your old beated up car. You see, the deal we have been given is just so unfair. It just doesn't make sense. No one's going to take their beaten up car in and get the keys to a brand new Lamborghini, let alone get asked how much more money you want to make it fair. The deal we have been given, the deal that Jesus dies for us, is just unfair. It just doesn't make sense. And it only makes sense when we see how much God loves us. And the Apostle Paul, he sums it up beautifully for us in Romans chapter 5. Hear these words from verses 6 to 8. You see, just at the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the reason why we as Christians call Good Friday good, because an exchange was made. Jesus took the punishment that we rightfully deserved upon himself so that we can go free. This is why Good Friday is good. The Irish hymn writer Charity Bancroft puts it this way in her hymn, Before the Throne of God Above. Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. So this Easter, as we remember Jesus' death, let us be reminded of how much God loves you and me. That he sent his son to die the death we rightfully deserve to die. That he sent his son to exchange his life for ours. For while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for your words to us today. Today, especially as we remember Jesus' death some 2,000 years ago, we want to thank you for sending Jesus to die the death that we all deserve to die. We thank you that because of his death, we can now be reconciled to you. Our relationship with you can be restored because our sins have been laid upon Jesus on that cross. Today we pray that we would be trusting in what Jesus has done for us. And we pray this in your Son's name and for your glory. Amen.